British Sky Broadcasting, Universal and Gold Circle Films presents Because I Said So, directed by Michael Lehman. Starring Diane Keaton as Daphne Wilder, Mandy Moore as Millie, Gabrielle Macht as Johnny, Tom Everett Scott as Jason, Lauren Graham as Maggie, and Piper Perabo as May. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. Black and white footage of mothers and daughters sunbathing, letting off fireworks, walking on a beach and baking. A young woman parades in a wedding dress. Now, the present day. A wedding reception outside in the sunshine. Daphne admires her daughter, the bride.
Over here. Okay, great. Okay.
All right,
say cheese.
Oh, wait, excuse me. I'm sorry. Cheese. Maybe it's just me, but can I just say, why cheese?
I know it's not your fault. Obviously, you didn't make it up, but please. It makes us look like pod people. How about something more snapshot-like?
Au naturel.
A series of photos of Daphne, the bride, groom, and bridesmaids grimacing, blinking, and nose-picking.
I think we got it, though, don't you?
Mom, living the dream over here.
Honey, did you see that young man Cousin Dougie brought with him? He's been staring at you all afternoon. Don't destroy the cake. I use fresh tangerines. Can you taste it in the frosting?
Has he really? It's delicious.
Yeah, God, his eyes are gorgeous. They're kind and they're gorgeous. Come on.
I'll go over.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Over, honey. Just don't do that thing you do.
What thing, Mom?
Oh, you know that little thing. It's no big deal. That, you know, when you're insecure, you're self-conscious, that little very loud, nervous laugh. Honey, it's adorable, but... Oh, God, look, there she goes. Oh,
I know, we see it. She only buttons the parts you can see in the mirror.
At least she shaves more than the front of her legs now. She's got almost the whole...
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Okay, it's going?
It's okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh, kiss of death.
Daphne, despairing of her daughter, tries the icing. Another cake, another daughter's wedding.
Are we going to do the picture?
All right, let's do this.
Let's just do it.
I think we should pose.
Ready?
I think we should pose for one.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, hold on for just 1 second. Okay, where's Mill?
Oh, God. How did we lose her?
Millie?
Where are you?
I'm upstairs with Uncle Harold's nephew.
The politically active, open-hearted journalist?
Mill, let me get your sisters in on this.
Maggie, what do you do?
You hit speaker, thing. Mom.
No, I know. Okay,
no,
I knew
but
that.
But
what
says
I do?
Speak.
Okay, wait there.
Mill, we're here. We're all here.
Hi.
So how's it going?
It's good.
It's good.
Good.
Okay. The only thing is, I think you may have a hot dog with a bun.
Oh. Are you having a picnic?
What? No, uncircumcised is back in.
You know that guy I dated before, Derek? He had a... And I preferred it because it was so much more dramatic when it finally made its appearance. You were like, whoa!
Just
in there.
Just stop it for a second.
Little...
This is your wedding. All right.
Honey, just remember, he is accomplished and he's considerate.
And don't forget, you have one breast smaller than the other.
Thank you, Mom.
God. Wait, didn't he get back together with his wife?
Oh, no.
Well, Millie, congratulations on your first wedding.
Let's hope it's the first of many. Cheers.
Millie's catering at a wedding.
Mm. All right. A little thyme, remember, for hope. And they say lavender for remembrance, but my grandmother preferred marigolds because she said it made you remember only the good stuff.
She looks over at the tipsy, overweight bride.
All right, we gotta cut off the champagne and get some food in their stomachs before there's an encore. Let's go ahead and get the entrees ready, all right?
Thank you.
Millie takes a call from her mother, Daphne.
Not a good time.
Honey, I was just thinking about that brilliant but went overboard with the teeth-bleaching flute player from Ohio.
Yep, he actually stopped by work to surprise me.
How sweet.
He's getting to know my staff as we speak.
I guess I was wrong. I mean, I had him pegged for one of those guys who wants you till he's got you and then doesn't think twice about sleeping with your best friend, you know, that kind of guy.
No, Beautiful. Mom, he's Beautiful. Great. You know what, Mom, I gotta go. We're about to serve the entrees and, I wore those shoes that we just bought. No wonder they were on sale. My feet are killing me. I'm gonna call you when I get home, okay? I love you, bye.
Daphne hangs up, exasperated. Millie unhappily watches the boy flirting with one of her staff. She throws down a napkin. A seaside resort in the United States. Golden sunshine. An aerial view of houses lining an empty sandy beach. Ducks swimming under an ornate wooden bridge. Sunlight glistens on the water. The sun sinks below the horizon of the ocean. Nighttime. Millie walks home alone, pulling off a white chef's jacket. She enters her apartment and turns on the light. Like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me. Meanwhile, Daphne arrives at her apartment and switches on the light. Millie hangs up her jacket, throws down her keys, and checks her answer phone.
You have no messages.
Well, no. Daphne switches on a lamp and greets her golden retriever.
Oh. Well, you don't get betrayed
by that old juice. Millie sprinkles fish food into a bowl. Framed photos of Daphne's three daughters on a shelf. She's at her kitchen sink, draining pasta. Millie's doing the same at her home. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, Millie sprinkles Parmesan onto the pasta, so does Daphne. Start to look like they fit. Millie places her bowl on the counter. Daphne puts hers on the table. They both wipe their hands. Millie chops herbs. Daphne pours a little red wine into a glass, shakes her head, and fills it up. Millie sips red wine, looking thoughtful. Daphne drinks from her glass of red wine. She looks over at a black and white photo of herself holding a baby. Daphne and her three daughters are undressing in a locker room.
Whose idea was this, a Korean spa?
Mine.
Mom, why do you wear the high tops?
I just got these. What's wrong with these?
They're just kind of depressing.
They're kind of something you would wear in the hospital.
Yeah, like if you're like injured.
Wait a second. I'll have you know, young ladies, that this underwear enhances the female form, highlighting the elegance of the waist and making the legs appear longer instead of the, well, I'm sorry to say this, but the awful, you know, foreshortening aspect of a thong, which breaks up the body disproportionately.
Mom, come on. For your 60th birthday, we're going to break you down, and we're going to buy you something beautiful, something that Grandma Moses would not
wear.
Yes, you are. Speaking of your birthday, we've talked about possibly like a really
we should have a party, not a big one.
Just intimate.
Elegant.
Something
very
sophisticated.
No, Mrs. No. Absolutely no.
Mrs.
No. I am not going to talk about it. We're not going to think about it. And certainly I'm not going to celebrate the fact that my life is basically over. But I did find a recipe for a butterscotch buttercream cake that is to die for.
We got her.
Okay.
Totally got her.
Oh, massage you naked. Take all clothes off.
No, not now, pal. No, no.
Pali, pali.
Whose idea was this? Which one of you could possibly think that I would ever enjoy
no,
this?
No, it was not. It was so you.
Just you wait.
Hi, babe.
On the phone, Millie suddenly looks serious. Daphne watches anxiously as she picks up her clothes and hurries out. Daphne and her two daughters exchange worried looks. Daphne and her three daughters are being massaged vigorously by ferocious-looking Korean women. Daphne still wears her T-shirt. She looks across at Millie.
Honey, I'm worried about you.
It's not sad sobbing, I promise, Mom. I'm fine. It's just the pressure point reflex thing.
What can I you like?
Pardon?
What can I you like?
Oh, what can I you like to you too?
Mom.
What?
It's a greeting.
No, 우리 술. 아유, 여자는 왜 이렇게 찬스.
One Korean woman says to another, that old bag needs to loosen up. She replies, no, she needs a stiff one. Then she straddles Daphne, grabbing her neck.
What are you doing? Whoa, wait, what are you doing here now? What? Hey, that's the head.
Soft or hard?
Maggie and May look away as the masseuse holds their mother in a headlock, then throws her down. The masseuse grabs her arm but is hurled away by Daphne.
Girls, she's not back with Rafferty, is she?
She doesn't want to talk about it, Mom.
I knew it. I thought we got rid of that pathologically ambivalent narcissist 3 years ago when he almost stood you up at May's wedding.
Well, you know what, Mom? He's never going to stand me up again because he's been sleeping with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, God.
A Korean woman says, so the boyfriend's a pufter? The other replies, no, that's something men say when they don't want to hurt your feelings.
You deserve somebody who wants you, somebody who's as good and as kind.
kind as you are.
Why do you always have to put me down?
I'm not putting you...
Yes, you are.
Love is supposed to make you feel good about yourself. You shouldn't have to settle for crumbs.
Okay, okay, I know. I'm an idiot, okay? I'm done. I'm sorry.
The masseur says, oy vey, Mum's ass is so tight it's vacuum sealed.
All right. You're the psychologist in the family. What do you think we should do about your sister?
I swear, with men, she's like psychotic flypaper. They're either gay, married, unavailable, or out of their minds.
No, Mom, you have to leave her alone. You have to quit making her so insecure. She had the least amount of time with Dad, who wasn't exactly a great male role model.
And stop being a helicopter, Mom. You're hovering.
Millie's sister nods solemnly.
You're right. I'm going to back off. I'm going to give her some space to sort things out for herself.
Good.
Daphne chews her lip thoughtfully.
Only I could choose for her.
No. That is so filler on the roof. Your parents didn't choose for you.
Yeah, but maybe they should have.
You know what I think? I think you're fixating on her to avoid dealing with this very big birthday you have coming up.
I am not fixating on her. Is it crazy for me to want her to have one healthy relationship in her life? I mean, come on. If she keeps up this pattern of wrong choice after wrong choice, I mean, okay, one thing when you're in your 20s, but 20 years later, it's not so pretty. Maggie, I don't want her to end up alone.
You know what I realize? I give up the search. I don't need anybody. I mean, look at Mom. She's been single most of her adult life, and she's lived a great life. So, you know what? I'm gonna be just like you, Mom.
Millie smiles.
Just like you.
Daphne's face drops.
Millie, you are gonna thank me for this later.
Okay. Adult friend finder. Over 14 million members? Well, that's a very good sign. I like how they use the word friend. Friendship is the cornerstone of any good relationship.
Shocked, Daphne watches a couple kissing on her computer. She nods.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Come, sorry, honey. Wait, okay, wait. Shoot. Excuse me. No. Shh. Be quiet, okay? Gone. All gone-y, right? Gone.
Daphne throws a blanket over the computer and grabs the instruction manual.
Super quiet.
She dials a number.
Gateway customer support.
Hello, Mr. Online Support? What's happened is my computer has apparently frozen. No, I just was doing a little bit of pre-Christmas online shopping. Why do you need to know what side I'm on? Oh my God. Oh, sorry.
The dog humps a stool.
Hello, is this WeMatch for you?
The dog licks the computer.
Let me preface this ad by saying, if you're a nut job, pervert, or fruitcake, move on. Nudists, mama's boys, the sexually confused, need not apply. Anarchists, xenophobes, philistines, masochists, sexists, bigots, not welcome. I know it's $5 a word. No, well, don't worry, I'm not that talky. So let's just take it from page 2, chronically itchy. I am looking for someone with a steady job who knows the value of work. That does not exclude the independently wealthy.
Okay, hope that goes out there. Let's go. The first one, polka dots, yeah. Yeah, I like it. Like it.
Daphne's put mother seeking life partner for daughter on a dating website. Wearing a polka dot dress, she enters a bar. The guitarist, Johnny, looks up and smiles at her. A young man stands up, waving nervously. Her smile fades as she nears the overweight man with bad teeth.
Hey, you must be Daphne Wilder. It is so nice to meet you. Yeah, let's date your daughter. Just dig in real quick, so hypoglycemic, because otherwise my blood sugar hits the ground.
I was just wondering what you think the cornerstone of any good relationship is.
Oh, what is in there?
So why don't you just free associate, okay? I say marriage, you say...
I say marriage.
No, I say marriage.
I say marriage.
Right, but that's not what I meant. I meant that
Me.
I have a slight allergy to dander. Nut meats.
Okay, Doug, thank you very much. It's been wonderful meeting you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Right. Thank you very much. Okay, yes. If I say marriage, then what do you say?
Fear away.
A man sits opposite her, blinking rapidly. Another with long hair grins at her. A succession of ugly men sit at her table. Finally, a pair of bearded twins.
Your name is?
Huey.
I've already got a Woody.
Daphne looks exasperated. A man in a bad wig leers at her.
How old did you say you were?
She's startled by a punk with a ring through his nose.
My name is Dr. Iris McDonough.
I'm sorry, I'm right in the middle here, Iris.
I know, I read your ad. You'll know me by my polka dots. I'm a licensed psychologist, and I wanted to offer you my services. I wanted to suggest that as a mother, you attend free of charge one of my letting go seminars.
Hi, I think we were supposed to meet now.
The handsome guitarist approaches.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right. That is so, Iris, I'm so sorry. I can't afford to be rude.
I'll leave you my card. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so terribly much.
Daphne tears it up.
Oh, God, thank you, whoever you are. I'll have another. I really don't think I can get through another one of these without being heavily medicated.
Not bad, huh?
Bad? Yeah, like, wow.
And I like that you're going for a younger guy.
Me? Oh, no. No, that ship's docked. No. This is for my daughter.
Wait, let me get this straight. So you're meeting these guys for her?
Uh-huh.
So she's cool with you doing this for her, then?
Maybe you should just go play your guitar.
She doesn't know, does she?
Look, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the fact that Millie is... She's at a crossroads in her life, another hard left, and I really, she's like this person who's too sensitive. You know what I mean? She's an innocent. She's a pushover. I'm usually not this in the muck of it. I mean, actually, I consider myself a reasonably sane mother.
Well, yeah, it is a crazy love, though. I mean, who's to say I wouldn't do the same for my own kid?
Excuse me, I'm Jason Grant. I don't mean to interrupt. I've been waiting over by the bar, but I only have so much time before I have to get back to work.
Daphne smiles at the tall, good-looking guy, Jason.
Just wanted to ask you about your family, you know?
Yeah. Well, my dad is an engineer who's always a closet architect.
Oh!
And I grew up with a love of old buildings, so... I suppose I became the architect that he always dreamed of being.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you, dear.
Daphne holds up the menu.
Can I order you something?
You know, actually, turns out I'm so not hungry at all.
Let me get you the Funghi Kitterina Misto. It's the best kept secret in the city. Can we have two orders of that, please? And a bottle of the Castellari Chianti Poggiali.
If you insist, huh?
No, I do.
Daphne beams.
Do you mind my asking why a man like you hasn't found a woman already?
Well, I'll admit I'm a bit of a workaholic. It's a very important time in my career right now. I found women, but just not the right one. A lot of great almosts out there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of almosts.
Yeah. Salute per la vita, per l'amore e il tempo di godella.
Speak Italian, huh?
No, I fake Italian. I'd really love to learn it.
You know, Millie happens to be a phenomenal cook. She's always wanted to take a cooking tour of Italy.
Oh, wow. I was going to go there this fall.
Really?
But it's a crazy time for me right now. My company is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
Oh! You're going to need a caterer then. I mean, those kinds of occasions should be marked, don't you think?
She hands him Billy's card.
You are good. So James Bond.
Yes.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you, Daphne Wilder.
Well, Jason, my pleasure.
Gotta love a woman in polka dots. Not everyone can pull it off.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Johnny smiles and shakes his head.
Oh.
And the winner is?
Duh. Hands down, bachelor number 17.
Him?
Yes.
Oh, I don't trust that guy. That guy was playing you like a slide guitar.
He was not. He's a very stable, responsible, mature young man.
He has empty eyes.
They were not empty. And who am I supposed to choose anyway, huh? Who do you think is better?
Me.
What?
I like you. And I have an odd instinct that I'd like her, too. Maybe I should meet her.
Let me be perfectly honest with you, okay?
You're a very charming guy, irresistible, in fact, and that's why I know you would be a horrendous choice, because I'm not looking for a great affair for my daughter. You know, a gorgeous musician who's going to break her heart. I'm looking for a life partner.
That's great. Thanks. Yeah, no, I love being reduced to a cultural cliche. That's just terrific. Because only musicians break people's hearts. Wow.
He has a tattoo on his hand.
It's not the only place I have one.
She looks away, embarrassed.
Well, look, you're a great guy. I hope you have a great life. But I have to do what's best for my daughter.
Yeah, of course you do. But maybe you don't know what's best for your daughter.
I beg your pardon?
He nods solemnly.
Maybe you do.
Maybe I do.
Nice to meet you, Daphne.
He stands up.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
He slips Millie's card into his pocket as he leaves. Daphne smiles at him. Daphne and her three daughters are walking through a clothes store, talking animatedly.
Mom, it's polka dots. So Minnie Mouse. I don't even know if I like it, do I?
I'm hearing you hate it.
Me too.
Oh, please, just try it on.
Why?
Because I said so. Honey, look, might surprise you. Anyway, you look beautiful in dresses. In fact, you know what I think?
What?
I think that you should wear it to that catered affair on Sunday.
For work. Mom, I spill things all the time.
Oh, come on, just try it on.
All right. No,
it's Millie tries on the dress.
Okay. That's incredible.
It's not really me at all.
What are you talking about? It is totally you.
Well, it's sort of more you in a way.
You know what it is? It's kind of Aunt Jemima meets Betty Crocker.
You know, that's ridiculous. Come on, sweetie, you know what I'm going to do? I've made up my mind. I'm going to get it for you.
No. You're not getting me this dress. I don't even like it, and it's absurd for work. No.
Wearing the red and white polka dot dress, Millie's serving food at a function. She stands by the buffet at a party in a modern building. Jason, the handsome man who Daphne selected, watches Millie admiringly. She smiles prettily as she serves the food, her long brown hair in a bun. Jason heads over to her. Tall and dark in a smart suit, he approaches the buffet and points to a flower.
I love that shade of orchid.
Uh-huh.
Millie, busy with the food, turns away.
Thank you, Baptiste.
The chicken satay's got a really unique flavor. What'd you use?
It's cumin. I'm so sorry, I can't really chat right now. You guys, the chocolate waterfall's not in the right spot.
Oh, no. We can't have that.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and just shift everything over so it frames the temple doors. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the perfect spot. So, you like the building?
Actually, I think it's a little cold.
He nods and smiles.
I'm Jason Krent. I'm the architect.
She shakes his hand, embarrassed.
Millie, nice to meet you.
Daphne is in her kitchen when Millie phones.
Oh. Come on, Mom, pick up the phone.
Daphne empties her bag.
Oh.
The phone is in her apron.
Oh, Daphne. Wow.
Oh, Mom, hi, it's me. I have to tell you, the most amazing thing happened. This guy at work asked me out.
He did?
Yes, he's so cute. Mom, he's an architect. We're going to go out Saturday night. Oh, I'm just so excited. I'm so excited.
Oh, Millie, well, that is really great, sweetie. That is so darn great.
That's great, right? Oh, Mom, he's so cute. I can't even believe that it's happening to me. And he loved the polka dots. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah?
you, Mom. Yes.
Well, honey, it's just, I guess, dumb luck.
You're the best.
Okay.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Daphne gives a thumbs up sign to the dog.
Yep. Hello. Jason. This is Bond. James Bond, call me.
I'm hearing rave reviews.
Johnny walks down the street looking for Millie's business, Good Enough to Eat. She's getting out of her van on the phone, a red slip hanging below her dress.
Don't worry, I'm here.
She crosses the road.
Sorry. No, they're not angry. They're not... Oh, hold on, sorry. They're probably hungry or something. Oh, give them the spring rolls from the Adams wedding.
She pulls down her dress.
And the sauce from the Levy wedding.
right, I'm walking in. Okay, bye.
Johnny watches fascinated as Millie pulls down her red slip in the street and steps out of it behind a parked car. He grins as a stray red balloon attaches itself to her bottom. Unaware of this, she turns towards him, embarrassed about her slip, as she stuffs it in her bag, which she hoists over her shoulder.
There's a lot of static out there.
You can say that again.
There's a lot of static out there.
You know, it's caused by a lack of humidity in the air that causes an imbalance of the positive and negative charges. You know, ice cream is known to cut the static cling in 98% of most cases.
I love ice cream, but I'm really late to work and I'm so sorry. Nice tattoo, though.
What flavor?
She turns back, the balloon still on her bottom.
Why don't you get me your favorite?
Why don't I get your favorite?
She hesitates, a finger over her mouth. She frowns and smiles.
Okay. I'll have the fudgesicle. Oh, no, the dreamsicle. Wait, is that the tall rainbow one that's really embarrassing to eat, but it's really, really good? Okay, never mind. I will have the dreamsickly one that has the green wrapper with the Japanese writing on it. Thank you.
She walks away with a balloon stuck to her, turning to beam at him over her shoulder. Smiling, he watches her, then crosses the road. Daphne's psychiatrist daughter, Maggie, is seeing a patient.
I'm really beginning to feel like I'm never going to meet anyone. It's making me feel hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I've said before, Stuart, Sheila was a huge loss, but that was 1993.
Oh, it's still so fresh. This makes me feel like when I was in the second grade and I walked around with a booger in my nose all day and nobody told me. Why didn't they tell me?
Well, more to the point, why didn't Sheila tell you she was unhappy?
This is making me feel nauseous. Maybe I should change my appointment time from Thursdays at 3 to Mondays at 1.
No, Stuart. We've tried that before. You had Fridays at 1 and Tuesdays at 11. It really didn't help your hypoglycemia. Now let's focus on where we ended last time. Meeting new people. Joining an adult education class or a book club.
I did go to an internet dating service.
Good for you. That's very brave.
It was a nightmare, Dr. Wilder Decker. It made me want to kill myself. Even more than the last time.
Wow. Well, what triggered those feelings, Stuart?
Ugh. This mother put an ad out looking for a mate for her daughter, and I answered it.
A mate for her daughter? Stuart, some people really shouldn't have kids.
Well, I guess I didn't pass the test because she made me feel about this big.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that, Stuart. Imagine how screwed up any daughter of hers would be.
And then when I pressed her as to why I couldn't meet her precious daughter, do you know what she said?
I really hear it didn't go well.
Because I said so. That's why.
Maggie looks shocked.
Mother, how could you? When are you planning on telling her?
Well, why does she need to know? I mean, as long as she's happy, that's all that's important. And my goodness, who knows? This architect could be the real McGilla. As I've always said, God couldn't be everywhere, and that is why he made mothers.
What? Oh, that was on a Hallmark card we gave you, and Millie thought it was too corny.
Don't you dare tell her, Maggie, or you and I are going to have some serious issues.
Well, we already have some serious issues, Mom.
Daphne's knocked over by a roller skater.
Always so dramatic. Mother, this is like sixth grade drama club. Speak English.
Daphne's dropped a huge cake. Millie is in her kitchen in the red dotty dress, smiling. She checks the oven.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, hi, honey. I was just in the neighborhood and I thought I'd drop by.
Okay, Mom, but please, what? You have to start calling me. I have a date that's on its way over right now.
But Millie, you look so beautiful. Are you sure you want to wear that dress, though?
It was such a hit the first time.
I know, but don't you think you ought to mix it up a little bit?
What for?
Well, okay, you know, you're right. It looks perfect on you and everything about it. I'm just sort of wondering if maybe you ought to button those buttons.
No, I like it like this.
Millie, you look like you're asking for it.
I am asking.
Okay, all right.
Millie buttons up her dress.
I heard that. All right, what are you going to do with your hair?
I already did it.
Oh, of course you did. Sure you did. And you're making cookies, too? That's about the sweetest touch.
No, actually, I just want the house to smell like cookies when he gets over here. Mom, it's 6:49. Right. Okay, all right. Supposed to be here at 7. Okay. You have to go, please.
I can take a hint.
It's not a hint, Mom. All right. He's here. Okay, you gotta go. Right. You gotta go, please, Mom.
But now, wait, sweetie. Just have a good time.
Okay.
Feel free to be yourself. But remember, don't be too, forthcoming with all your failed relationships. Okay, I got it. And sweetie.
I love you.
Honey,
I love you.
That mystery.
I love you, but for some reason.
Millie returns to the back door.
What? I know. What? Just one more thing. Just one more little thing.
I don't know, Mom. I gotta go.
I want you to wear this.
A necklace.
Oh, my God. Grandma's diamond?
Yeah.
Oh. Put it on me. I want to wear it tonight.
All right.
Okay, I know he's coming. Don't worry. Okay, here we go.
Mom, you never let any of us wear this.
I know.
It's so special. So special. Thank you.
Daphne fastens the chain.
May it bring you luck with the architect. Oh, your sister's eye will expect a full report. Okay.
Give it to you tomorrow night after I go out with him.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah. I'm going out with another great guy tonight. He's taking me to Luna Station to hear some music.
Where?
Can you believe that, Mom?
Not really.
I gave up. I stopped trying, and the universe brought me two amazing guys.
Whoa.
Great, right?
That's so
great.
Wow.
Okay. Those amazing things, huh? All right, bye. Well, now, bye.
Daphne waves through the window, pretends to leave, then returns.
Boom. Go.
She greets the guitarist.
Hi.
It was either this or roses.
He hands her anti-static spray.
Thank you.
She sniffs it.
Want it?
Cookies?
Yeah.
Nice.
They drive out onto the street.
Different approach and attitude towards life that people don't really get here as much, maybe?
They pass Daphne hiding in her car.
Okay, don't worry. We're going to get a quick look at who he is, and then we're going to go home and finish watching Gary Cooper in Love in the Afternoon.
She's talking to her dog. She's stuck behind a slow van.
Come on, man. Okay, yeah. Okay, go, baby! Okay.
She overtakes on the hard shoulder and swerves through the traffic.
Come on.
The dog sways on the back seat as she speeds along.
Coop, everything's okay, sweetie. And where the heck am I?
God, okay. Oh, geez, okay, I'll turn this, okay.
Welcome, what is your destination?
Luna Station!
Your address
is
1242 Amherst Boulevard.
So where is Amherst?
Continue north 2.4 miles.
North 2.4 miles. Oh, well, where is north? The left,
continue
give me a left,
north
give me a right, left.
Miles.
Right!
Daphne kicks the sat nav, then ducks down as she spots Johnny. He looks aghast as he draws level with her car, which appears to be driving itself, with the dog in the back. Daphne sits up. There's a traffic jam ahead. She skids to a halt, the dog on her lap.
You guys ready to rock?
Yeah!
All right, let's play something for Millie over there. A little blues in E, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Johnny's giving a lesson.
Now we're coming up on A. Molly, that sounds terrific.
Millie watches, smiling, in the music shop.
I feel really bad.
No. I would have done the same thing if one of my staff had called in sick.
It's only going to be 20 more minutes. It's just that they memorized an E progression, and that is a major feat for them.
Okay.
All right. Go, Nikki. Yeah. A little bit harder over there. Strum a little bit closer up here.
Millie sits at a piano in a studio in the shop. Johnny joins her.
That sounds really nice.
You really? Yeah. Well, thank you, teacher. Actually, I love to sing. My whole family loves to sing. And when I was younger, I always wanted to take piano lessons, but my mom was struggling so much supporting us all that I just felt way too guilty to ask.
Here.
What?
Play what you were playing before. It sounded really good.
Really? No good. Okay.
Let's try it.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it up here. We'll meet in the middle. It's down there.
Sorry.
How about I come close to you?
I don't mind.
All right.
Nighttime. They walk together by the canal.
Why are there a lot of ducks in Venice? 10 ducks are swimming down the canal, and one says, this place is quacked. Oh,
That's terrible.
No, that's really cute, actually. It's very cute.
This is me. Come on in.
He shows her into his house.
I love this. It's so cozy.
Thanks.
So comfy.
3, 2, 1, blast off! I'm in orbit,
Okay, Lionel, let's... All right, okay, come back here. Let's start winding down for bed, all right?
Who are you? What planet do you hail from?
This is Millie from Planet Millie. This is Lionel from Planet Johnny.
Hi, Lionel. It's very nice to meet you.
You have a vagina.
She looks shocked.
I have a what?
I have a penis. You have a vagina.
Okay, buddy. Give me a break here, okay?
Can I see it?
Hey.
Lionel!
Jet? Hi. This is Millie.
Joe Dresden, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, sorry, it's moon dust.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, excuse me. It's usually just us guys. Johnny hasn't brought home a gal in God. I don't know how long.
Great, I'm getting it from both sides.
Sorry. Come on, buddy. It's you and me go in the other room. These guys are boring.
Nope.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Bologna sandwich!
Not the bologna!
Yes, you are!
Johnny chases Lionel and knocks over a chair. He scrambles to his feet and with his father lifts up Lionel.
Oh, I think we got it. There we go.
Got him!
Johnny smiles at Millie.
Night.
Nighttime. Skyscrapers, their lights twinkling. Jason and Millie enter a trendy restaurant. Millie looks around at the modern architecture. Jason shakes hands with a maitre d'.
This is so amazing. It's really unbelievable. Wow. This is so great. It's beautiful. It's great.
I love this angle on the city.
I never knew this existed. So, what's good here?
Well, I hope you don't mind, but knowing your love of food, I didn't want you to miss these.
Oh! No, that's great. Because I make decisions all day long, you know. The Gillespie's daughter's allergic to chocolate, but she wants a brown cake, and my lease is up on my car. Do I get a hybrid? Because I really believe in them, but I don't know if it's time to switch insurance. Yes. It's.
She shakes her head.
What I mean is it's very nice to not have to think for a change.
Last time I was in Italy, I was in Siena. They make this wine there, and this is the only place in the city that serves it. You've been to Siena, right?
Oh, well, of course. I haven't, no.
Are you kidding? Wouldn't it be fun to drink our way through Tuscany?
Amazing. God, this calamari is so... Now, is that City Hall? God, I love old buildings, you know, the attention to... Not that I don't love modern architecture, because I totally do it so bold, but you know what I mean. Who wants to live in all that concrete? And yet, you know, the zen of clean lines, that kind of Asian simplicity, living without all the clutter is great.
She enters his penthouse apartment.
Oh. This view is amazing. My mom would love this view.
Oh, yeah? Does she have good taste?
Impeccable.
She sits down.
Now, I know that... This is the part of the evening where I'm supposed to sit way over here in this chair. But can I jump 5 spaces and pass go?
Well, can implies are you capable? May asks the question.
Millie, may I?
Yes, you may.
Millie, may I kiss you?
He kisses her. She squirms uncomfortably. In her back pocket, her phone lights up with Mom flashing on the screen. She pulls away. She sneaks into the bathroom.
What? Well, no, I just got that new conference call feature, so we thought we'd try it out.
New?
Hey, Millie.
Hi, how's it going?
She's a great kisser.
Wonderful.
Oh, great. Isn't that great, girls?
Yeah, that's so much better than... Remember that Ted guy? He seemed to have a lot of potential, then he ended up having, like, lizard tongue.
Oh, yeah. Excessive. And as I remember, an over-intake of Mentos, which didn't cover the buffaloing breath. That's disgusting, May. Though, as I recall, those kisses bombed upstairs, but had a certain finesse downstairs.
I remember that, yes. Downstairs. And
I don't want to hear it.
Guys, all right, I gotta go kiss.
Okay, I gotta go too.
No, three.
Millie hangs up and creeps out of the bathroom. Daphne, concerned, stares ahead. She looks over at the dog and its bed. He lifts his head. She paces by her desk, then sits at her computer. The screensaver is a photo of her three smiling daughters. She gets up a website, Sex Swingers, and stares at the screen, wide-eyed. The dog leaves his bed and trots over to the phone, picks it up in his mouth, and delivers it to Daphne.
Are you okay?
What, honey? I'm fine.
No, wait, Mom, what's that sound?
Well, Cooper's in heat. Good night.
Cooper's a boy. Mom?
Millie is instructing her staff.
He wants potato pancakes in the shape of footballs with Gandalf's face on them and sour cream. We can do that. You start, though.
Hello.
It's Johnny.
Hi. Wow.
Lionel helped pick these. He wanted you to know.
Gosh, thank you so much. Lionel, they're beautiful. And you know what? You can actually eat these flowers. They're really good in salads. Although, when I was your age, I didn't like anything green, and now I've learned to love.
No, she could just stop talking for 5 seconds. And...
Oh, I got it.
No, we'll get it.
Hey, Lionel, come on. You want to help us eat the centerpiece?
Can I, Dad?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go crazy.
Bye.
You don't, I will.
One of the staff leads Lionel away, leaving Johnny and Millie alone.
There was a lot going on the other night, and I didn't get to tell you about Lionel's unique rhythm, and I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh, no, it's fine. I actually feel a kinship with him. You know, he can't stop running around, and I can't stop talking. I kind of think you're going to have your hands full.
Ta-da! They said it could be done, and I did it.
Oh, how was your day with the Ark? Oh, my gosh. Mom, this is... Johnny, this is my mom, Daphne.
Millie glares at her.
Hi. Oh. Oh.
Lionel, Johnny's son.
John, is it?
He smiles.
Lionel, come on, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, buddy.
Oh.
Lionel, come on here now. Come on.
Pardon me.
Johnny, that's Johnny.
Lionel, that's
Johnny. Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Lionel has pushed a cake into Daphne's face.
Is this Menorah S? Mom, I don't even know if this is good. I didn't have anything habit-like. Are you sure, BB? We should try and make this work, though. I can kind of mold it. Wait. I use this for Jason's party.
Jason has such nice eyes. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, happy bar mitzvah, Josh Greenberg. How do you know Jason has such nice eyes?
Does he? Oh, that's so sweet. He seems like a very special person. What if we tried that new vase on the coffee table?
He is nice, but actually they both are.
Oh, I'm sure they both are. But in terms of who you want to get serious with, that Johnny, at least from what I can see, can't even get his life together. But I'm going to stop, all right? You know what's wrong? The couch is in the wrong place. Look, I got an idea.
Okay. Johnny. So we'll move the couch. Let's move it this way.
Here we go.
Daphne and Millie move the couch and stand back to look at it. They lift a stool over the coffee table. They slide the table to one side, then back again, then repeat the process. They move ornaments, then the couch again, followed by the table. Millie sits down, arms folded. She gets up and with her mother moves the TV. Finally, they push the couch back to its original position.
That's so good. Okay, here we go. I think it's good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, look at that. It's so great. It, like, completely opens the room up.
Very, very, very good.
I love it.
The only thing is, though, can I just say this?
What?
We haven't tried the couch by the window. I think we should. Oh, okay.
All right. I don't even know if I see it.
Just a second. Hello. You have the wrong number. Yeah, there is no J-Bond here. FYI, the eagle has landed. Yeah, the hen is in the house. Repeat, the hen is in the house right now. All right, honey.
Huh.
Mill, if we push this 5 inches to the left, I swear it's going to transform your life.
You really think so?
I wouldn't lie to you.
All right.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, on three. One, two, three. This way.
Hey, it's Mom. Leave me a message.
Okay.
Hey, Mom. Millie, it's Jason.
I was thinking about
pick it up, answer it.
Say what a fantastic
does he sound wonderful, or what? Why don't you want to talk to him?
I do want to talk to him. I just don't want to do it in front of you, all right?
Come on, Millie.
I
don't...
tickets to the music center Friday night for Lobo M.
Lobo M? Oh, come on, sweetie. I love Lobo M. Just pick up the phone. Just
Mom, I don't want to talk to him.
Really, pick up the phone. Mom, pick it up. No. Don't pick up the phone. Take it. Yes.
Daphne hands Millie the phone.
Hi. Yeah, I'm great. Oh, great. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds really great.
Great.
Yeah, great. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Okay, great. Bye.
Daphne looks ecstatic.
He obviously adores you.
You think so?
Oh, God, and who wouldn't? But, hon, are you aware of how many times you use the word great? These candlesticks, gotta go.
No. I like them. They're staying. They're great.
Millie, you know how much I hate to meddle, but I once had the choice between a mature, responsible young man like Jason and your father, who, of course, I was infatuated with, and to this day...
Okay. You know what? To be fair, you're reading a lot into a guy that you've met for 10 minutes.
Truth be told, that Johnny has heartbreak written all over his face.
No.
I say,
truth be told,
to me,
you know absolutely nothing about him. You know what, Mom? I gotta go.
Because healthy relationship with...
What? No, you go ahead.
No.
That's okay, you go ahead.
Yes! Cut your bangs and quit
to be
hiding
truthful.
Your
you know nothing
eyes.
About him. He's actually a good parent. I can't do this.
Eyes. Millie, I love you and you may be brilliant, but you're not smart. I just want you to have a full, beautiful life.
Do I not have a life, Mom? Because I thought I had a life.
No, you have a career, you have a car, and you have a loft you pay way too much rent for. That's not a life, Millie. I'm your mother. I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Your version of the truth,
No, the truth is... happiness is a series of choices. It's not something that just sort of happens. One wrong decision can change your whole life.
Millie shakes her head.
There's still time, Mom.
Not if you waste another minute of it.
I mean, for you.
Daphne looks stunned.
And I don't say great too much.
The city at night. Lights twinkle.
This is great. This is great. The view is great. The night is just... so great.
You warm enough? You want to go inside?
No. I'm fine. I'm nice and toasty.
Okay. All right.
And don't you just love my mom's orange blossom cheesecake?
Ah.
So good. Get a big bite.
Wow. Ow.
It's great, mm-hmm. Right?
Mm. It's superb, which is a synonym for great, if you're ever looking for one.
She looks deflated.
You know, you're cold. Let's go inside. You get the candle, I'll get the rest. Okay. Oh, be careful
I'm
with
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. Please tell me where I can get you another one.
You can't. It's my great-grandmother's.
Oh, my God. Jason, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. Please. I've been so out of it lately. My alarm clock didn't go off today, and that's why I was late. And I've just been so stressed with the Greenberg Bar Mitzvah, but that's a whole... You seem really angry.
Nope. I'm great.
Upset, she watches him carry in the dishes.
Okay.
She's drying up with Johnny.
I promise these are the best chocolate souffles ever.
Well, they better be.
They're worth it.
Let's go! Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all right. Whoa.
I'm sorry. I bumped into, a parking meter yesterday, and I'm always breaking stuff.
Why are you apologizing? It isn't even your fault. Lionel, put some shoes on before you come back in here, right? Look, I know he can be a lot, and he gets a little crazy around here sometimes, but here you are making us chocolate souffles, and you're apologizing. And sometimes I think you let people make you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, like you are right now. What is going on with us today?
We're having an off day, that's all.
She shrugs and picks up her bag.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving because you're miserable and we're having a bad day. You just admitted it.
No, I said off day. And yes, we've had better days. And I'm sure we'll have a few hundred more weird ones if we stay together. So what?
He takes her hand.
Johnny.
Give me your hand.
What?
I'm gonna try something here.
What are you doing?
Just a little something.
He draws a heart in red ink on her hand. She smiles, her head on one side.
The souffles are done.
No, the timer didn't go off.
No. I feel it. Watch.
she runs to the oven and opens it.
Oh.
She takes out the tray of souffles.
Those look beautiful.
Thank you. One thing I can actually do right.
She puts down the tray.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Thank you.
Come here.
He kisses her. Lionel pokes his head round the door and smiles.
Don't apologize.
He has this way of calming me down.
Ooh, huge plus.
Yeah. But then the whole Lionel thing, I just worry and wonder, would I be a good mother to him?
Don't worry, it's not genetic.
They've been through so much, though, with Lionel's mom, like, freaking out and splitting when he was so young. Mm. I don't know, not that we're anywhere near talking about any of this yet.
Just the fact that you're wondering, though, God. I mean, the fact is, you don't know either of these guys that well. Who knows if Jason even wants to have kids?
Absolutely. Four kids. And I want to name the first one Charlie after my father, and that works if it's a boy or a girl. Then I want to design a huge craftsman house for the whole brood. The exhibit's in here.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't let me in the museum. Too many breakables.
Don't worry, they're insured.
She smiles sheepishly.
Hey, listen. Sorry I lost my temper with you the other day. You felt bad enough already. I can be a real ass, and I hate that about myself.
She nods. He reaches into his pocket.
Another family heirloom.
He removes the lid from a pink box and takes out a gold bracelet, which he fastens on her wrist.
He buys jewelry. Well, it's a no-brainer. He's the one.
He felt remorse, May.
Well, that's a lovely quality.
No, he knew he should feel remorse. Oh, my God, Millie, these empanadas are amazing. They're going to be perfect for Mom's party.
My party. Ooh, Mom, what about these for your party?
Oh, please. Why are you guys making such a big deal over this dreaded event? Why are we celebrating my descent into oblivion?
Come on, Mom, it's not that bad. Snap out of it.
Well, I mean, it is a milestone, and actually, I am taking stock of my life and trying to find some peace and quiet in my old age. So, Millie, will you please bring Jason to the party?
I would just love to meet him.
That's all I'm asking.
I understand, but isn't it my choice who I bring?
I think it is.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Hey.
Daphne takes a bite from a roll.
Oh.
She looks at May, who's holding up a purple shoe.
Mmm. Oh, my God. Mom, Eli says that's what I say right before I...
No kidding. Me too. And, you know, it was funny, the other night we hadn't had sex in so long. By the third one, I was setting off the car alarms in the neighborhood and dogs were barking. And
three?
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
Please, everyone knows I hold the record in this family.
Daphne grimaces at May. Millie examines her shoes, smiling.
Why are you so quiet?
Millie shakes her head.
Because she's doing the Oompa Loompa with two guys, Mom.
What? Wait a minute. At this point, are you doing it with both of them at once?
No, I'm not. Absolutely not.
Clothed, Millie's on a bed kissing Johnny. She rolls over with Jason. She smiles as Johnny lies on top of her. She looks serious, lying under Jason.
Honey, I've been thinking about your situation with Jason.
Mama, you didn't ask for this. It happened to me.
Johnny cuddles Millie. Jason kisses her. Daphne looks exasperated. Daphne tells Johnny to leave Millie alone. The three sisters chat, drinking wine at a table. Daphne turns out a misshapen cake from a tin. Millie frowns at her answer phone. Daphne rants in the kitchen. Millie lies in bed, smiling with Johnny. Millie lies in bed with Jason, looking at the heart Johnny drew on her hand. Lionel runs into Johnny's bedroom. Millie dives under the covers. But
I said, no, no. Has anybody seen my G.I. Joe?
Believe me, it's not in here.
Daphne is baking whilst rowing with Millie on the phone. Daphne drags the phone through the ingredients on the table as she goes over to the oven. She opens it to reveal the cakes are on fire.
Happy birthday, Mom!
Happy birthday!
Your favorite
butterscotch cake. You made it.
Well, some of us made it.
We helped. Okay. It's really yummy. I tried. All right. Make a wish, Mom.
Daphne looks at Millie, then over at Jason. He smiles at Millie. Millie looks at Daphne, who smiles and raises her eyebrows.
Happy birthday!
I'd like to propose a toast.
to the incredibly unique Daphne Wilder, the fearless leader of the Wilder women, who I hope to someday call family. You've created a wonderful family, and I hope when my folks stop through town, that Millie will charm them as much as she's charmed me.
She's taken aback.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Is that good?
Did he just propose because I think he did? I think he did. The question is to who?
Maggie, stop being a killjoy. All right, girls, what do you think?
He seems well-read. He's tall.
Don't listen to your sisters, for God's sake, sweetie. Do not listen to him. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking his parents are from Connecticut. They're a little conservative, so maybe you should just wear your pleated skirt.
Mom, it's just this one, Sunny.
It's just a gesture. Just make them more comfortable.
I understand it's a gesture, but Mom, this is moving very quickly. He just said all of this. It's
Millie, don't fight it. This is the way it's supposed to be. You're just not used to feeling pursued and adored.
I hate pleated skirts.
Isn't this about the time we were going to sing?
That's a great idea. Yes.
I met him on a Sunday. My
And I missed him on Monday.
What are you going on?
And I dated him Wednesday. You're so out of control.
Jason, can I get you another one of these?
Well, I need one.
Just get started.
And cut the cake. Who wants lavender ice cream?
No, you're not going to go. You're out of control. Millie's right.
I don't know how she can
take it. I can't take it anymore.
Well, excuse me for just one moment here. I thought that this was my birthday. My very big, special birthday?
Yes, Mom, it's your big, special birthday. That's how you should remember. You're too old to not too old, but too old to be doing this to Millie. You're pushing her like you push her in a Girl Scout.
Thank you very much. I'm not 10 years old anymore. You have to stop. You have to change at some point.
Fine, but I just want you girls to understand something about motherhood. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, it is the most impossible love. You tell me when it ends. You tell me when it stops. All I know is it's absolutely fine for me to teach you how to walk and talk, and then you grow up and you head off in the wrong direction toward a cliff. And I'm supposed to just stand there and wave and go, well, kids, good luck. It's Mom. I'm here. Well, I can't do that. What am I supposed to do, huh? Am I supposed to just put my feet up at the end of the day and say to myself, well, you know, they're on their own and... She says she's fine. Well, you won't be!
Just stop it, goddammit! You are making me crazy, and you're never gonna change because you don't even know when you're doing it.
Oh, I am gonna stop, as in right now. So let me tell you, I am washing my hands of your emotional problems. I'm just a visitor with a limited day pass from here on in. Oh, my God, I can't even talk.
Mom.
Oh,
my God.
Millie turns to her sisters.
She loses her voice, and we are 3 days from Hungarian flu.
You guys, the last time I had her at my house, Derek and I were in therapy for 2 months. I can't do
it. No. So... I know it's my turn technically, but you cannot... we can't be in the same room together right now.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper... Fine.
Hi. Oh, Mom, I'll take that. We know you're about to get sick, so we're going to rock, paper, scissors to see whose house you're going to stay at. Because you know what, Mom? We all want you to stay.
We're fighting for you.
Let's declare, guys.
Okay.
Please.
Daphne signals to the others that Millie's making scissors with her hand behind her back.
Oh, you win, Mills. That's great.
Daphne grins.
Have fun, you guys.
Because I'm here with you. Women prefer him, as a rule. Shall we take a walk? Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Where is he now?
You don't need to take care of me. Go out and have fun with Jason. No, why? Because I said so. Oh,
No, I'm not leaving.
They say dogs feel disoriented when they get debarked.
Daphne laughs. Daphne clasps her chest, watching a love scene on TV with Millie.
Now there was a man who knew how to be a man. Mm-hmm. There's turkey meatloaf in the fridge. What's an orgasm feel like?
Millie looks shocked, then starts to smile as Daphne sits up. Daphne bites her lip. Millie's mouth gapes. She shakes her head, speechless. She glances at her mother. She shrugs.
Amazing? I don't know. Amazing in, like,
Millie shuts her eyes.
Like being totally out of control. Just like...
Daphne waves her hand.
Oh. No, I wouldn't like that. Yes, you would. Oh, Mom, no. It's not like being drunk. It's just... satisfying and like you're out of your body, but you're in your body and your toes curl under and God, that doesn't sound delicious, I know, but God, it's so delicious, Mom. And you can laugh or cry, but like a good cry. I mean, I've cried before. It's just like whoosh, yeah, you know, just oh my God, I can't believe I just said that to you. I'm not explaining it right.
Millie turns to her mother.
Didn't you ever have one with Dad?
Daphne raises her eyes.
He said he didn't have all day, and he worked nights.
Daphne nods, smiling, and points to herself, mouthing, me. Millie shakes her head sympathetically.
Oh, Mom.
Daphne clasps Millie's arm, then pulls a blanket over herself and settles back on the sofa. Millie looks at her concerned. Daphne rests her head and shuts her eyes. Millie gets up and gently pulls the blanket over Daphne's shoulders. She goes into the kitchen. A paper aeroplane lands at her feet. She picks it up and unfolds it.
Don't tell your sisters I asked.
Daphne has written, "Don't tell your sisters I asked." Millie shakes her head. Daphne purses her lips. Millie is folding a blanket. Millie searches for the phone in her mother's enormous bag. She finds it in a brown paper bag of biscuits and pulls it out with a shower of crumbs.
Hello. No, I'm sorry, she can't come to the phone right now. Can I take a message?
She frowns.
You're calling about the personal ad? Are you sure that you have the right number? Yeah, Daphne Wilder. Okay. Bye-bye.
Daphne holds up the red polka dot dress.
Just a little belated birthday gift. You like it? See, it brought me luck, so I thought maybe it would bring you luck. Oh, do you like it, Mom? Mom, I know all about your little ad. And I think it's so great. It's so bold and so brave of you. And finally, it shows me that you heard us at your birthday party. You're trying to live your own life. And I want you to know, Mom, you don't have to go through the personals to find love, because that can be so, terrifying.
Daphne points at herself, confused.
Jason's uncle... is coming into town next week with his parents, and he is dying to meet you, Mom. Jason says he's, like, the most amazing guy in the entire world, and I haven't even really told him about the... All right, fine.
Daphne and her dog watch TV.
Why didn't you marry?
I didn't know what the war was like then. If I had it to do over again, I'd marry him. When I joined up, I remember having this.
Daphne opens Millie's front door.
Oh, hello. Is this Millie Wilder's home? I'm Joe Dresden. I'm Johnny's father. And are you Millie's mom?
Daphne grabs a notepad.
This is Lionel. This is Johnny's boy.
Daphne holds up a note.
Daphne, can't talk. Oh, it's overrated. Sign, do you sign?
She scribbles another note and holds it up.
Laryngitis. Laryngitis. That's the alternate spelling, I guess. I know Johnny had a date with Millie tonight, and I was hoping to catch him. I can't reach him on his cell phone. I stupidly misplaced my keys, and I can't get back into our house.
Daphne nods. Joe carries sleeping Lionel into Millie's apartment and gently lays him on the sofa and covers him in a blanket, patting his head. He picks up a framed photo of Daphne's three daughters. She beams proudly.
They're beautiful. Three girls, huh? And all by yourself. That couldn't have been easy.
Daphne pats her chest.
I know, but still, it had to be tough.
Daphne scribbles a note.
There's tougher things. Yeah, like trying to give you a compliment.
She looks surprised and flattered as Joe leans over her to replace the photo.
You know, what could be good for that throat is a couple of drops of brandy. Mine's been a little scratchy, too.
Daphne nods and scurries into the kitchen, shutting the louvered window. They sit together on the sofa, watching TV. Daphne wears an orange scarf around her neck.
Shall we take a walk?
We could get along.
Couldn't we?
You're sweet.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you're a dear. What are you thinking about now?
About how nice it is. You're nice, too.
Joe and Daphne's heads tilt in unison as they watch the old movie.
Besides, you're so very beautiful.
I'd be very glad to have you kiss me now, if you don't mind.
Joe steals a look at Daphne.
Women prefer him, as a rule.
They both look uncomfortable. Joe reaches for the notebook.
Where is he now?
Who?
It's the boy you're engaged to.
Daphne hits her forehead, admonishing herself for thinking Joe was going to kiss her. He writes, "I'm really trying not to kiss you." He shows it to Daphne.
Again, I'd marry him.
Joe looks at Daphne. She turns to him. Joe leans forward and tenderly kisses her. The dog watches. They separate. Daphne grabs the remote, points to Lionel, and switches channels. Daphne loosens her scarf and grabs Joe, kissing him passionately.
Hello?
As Millie and Johnny arrive, Joe and Daphne scramble to their feet, embarrassed.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
We were worried sick about you.
Johnny grins.
It's nice to see you again, Millie.
You too.
It's a great night, isn't it?
One for the books.
Yeah.
She has a vagina, too.
Lionel.
As grants, we grant your health, we grant your happiness, we grant you someone else to water your plants.
Jason's family dinner.
Reggie's the toast giver. He's the real talker in the family.
I see. Could somebody get me another bourbon and soda on the rock?
No. You can't order bourbon.
They seem to be hitting it off.
Definitely. Yeah.
And then I want you to try the I want you to try the buffalo fillet while you're here.
Oh.
You know, the buffalo was an endangered species up until a couple of years ago, and now we're eating them.
Daphne and Millie look bored and unhappy. Millie kisses Jason.
I had a great time. Please tell your parents good night for me, okay?
Good night.
Good night.
She walks to her apartment. Johnny waits in the front garden with a bouquet.
Tell me you're not seeing that guy, are you, Millie?
Yes, but I don't...
Actually, the yes is all I need to know.
No, but the butt part's really important, too.
But what? Not him!
Why?
Because he looks like some guy your mother would love.
Johnny, wait, though. This is really difficult for me, and I've never been here before. I don't know how to navigate this.
Oh, poor thing.
Don't talk to me that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was I thinking? You're involved with this guy to the point where you're meeting his family, and I should be careful how I'm talking to you?
She looks anguished.
Are you sleeping with him?
She shakes her head and shrugs.
I wouldn't say it that way.
Well, what way would you say it?
Her face crumples.
Are you gonna stop seeing him?
She tries not to cry.
That pause says it all.
No, it doesn't. That's not true. That's not true.
Who are you? I can't even look at you.
He drives off. She clamps a hand over her mouth, distraught, then shrugs helplessly. She's with Jason.
Il treno è in ritardo.
Il treno è in ritardo.
In ritardo.
The train Excuse me, I'm gonna go check on the souffle.
Il treno è in ritardo.
Looking unhappy, Millie walks through Jason's luxurious penthouse apartment to the kitchen and opens the oven to take out the sunken souffles. She overhears Jason's mother on the phone.
Spirit about her, but I still can't believe he found her on the internet. Not like in our day.
Millie puts down the souffles and walks through the apartment.
Sweetie, I think that we should...
Are you dating somebody else?
What?
I just heard your mom on the phone talk about how you're dating some girl you met on the internet.
Oh, it's nothing like that at all.
I'm surprised, and I don't even know if I have the right to be, because to be honest, I feel like I need to tell you that I'm also dating somebody else.
Well, first of all, to be honest, you didn't need to be so honest. I'm not seeing anyone but you, since we're being honest. This is something that I was saving for later.
He hands her a printout of Daphne's ad. Millie looks confused and starts to read it.
My mother's personal ad?
It reads, Mother seeking life partner for daughter.
Oh, my God.
You sounded just like her there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what does it matter how we met?
You and my mom have been totally scheming, and now I know exactly why she pushed me on you, because she was voting for you. She found you.
Yeah, that doesn't take anything away from us. What matters is that we did meet, and how good this is between us. And the truth of that...
The truth! Where's the truth? Where's the truth? Because you've been living a lie and I've been lying to you, Jason.
Yeah, that doesn't change anything.
How does that not change everything?
Because you're here. I think you already made your choice. But if it helps, I'll say it. Stop seeing him. Then you and I can get closer. Close enough to spend the rest of our lives together. I knew I had you the day I met you.
How could you know something like that?
Because you were so nervous, you laughed like a hyena. And that beautiful polka dot dress of yours.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Millie turns away, holding her head.
I'll tell you one thing, though. You did not have me the moment that we met, because I wasn't even sure that I liked the fact that your staff talked about you behind your back at the dessert table. And excuse me, but truth be told, I didn't like anything that you ordered for me on our first date, except the calamari. And okay, fine, yes, it was nice to not have to think for a change. But who wants someone who doesn't think? Look, and sometimes you laugh when I cry and say ha when I make perfect sense. And never, ever in my life have I burnt a chocolate souffle until now. And that in and of itself, oh my God, should have told me I don't feel like myself around you. And I would have decided that a long time ago if it weren't for my mother. Because you want someone who laughs like a hyena in a polka dot dress that my mother made me buy.
Jason nods and shrugs.
I love that dress.
Take her out.
Millie runs out. She arrives at Maggie's consulting room, ignoring the waiting patient, and presses the call button. Her sister opens the door.
Hey!
Millie rushes in.
Stuart, this is an emergency.
Well, should I wait?
Let's reschedule.
But I'm so excited. Oh, wow, this is making me feel like when I was the last pick
in
kickball.
Right, and that's exactly where we'll begin next week.
Refused to acknowledge.
Maggie, you promised me after Willie Matthews you would never lie to me again.
Oh, Millie Boo.
Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mommy made me promise not to say anything or she'd be furious.
Mommy made you promise. Where is your own moral code? Your adulthood? Your sisterhood?
Maggie runs to the door.
I'm feeling rejected by you.
Okay.
And it's bringing up memories of summer camp when Jimmy Felton and Eric Fishman both transferred out of my bunk.
I totally understand, Stuart. Come back today and we'll do a 2-hour session at 3 p.m.
Why?
Listen, you're right. I didn't handle this well. And I understand you feel betrayed. But really, isn't some of this anger a little misplaced?
No, Maggie. It's placed exactly where it should be. And there's plenty to go around. So don't worry. Mom will be getting hers.
Okay.
Maggie!
Stuart, I am asking you to empower yourself and leave. This could be a huge day for you, Stuart.
This makes me feel like when I was 13 and no one came to my bar mitzvah. Why didn't they come?
Stuart, you have a blood sugar problem, okay? Just get some lunch. You'll be fine.
But,
honey, I know this is painful.
Do you have any snacks in here?
Third shelf on the right. Honey, instead of blaming Mom, you should really focus on the fact that both of these guys went along with it.
I am, because I just told Jason that... Guys?
Maggie looks guilty.
That was plural, wasn't it?
I feel like I don't know what you guys are talking about, and it's making me feel very much out of the loop, and it's making me want to jump out the window!
Stuart! For 10 years, my sister has sat here and told me that you're about to commit suicide! Well?
Millie opens a window.
You mean she's been talking about me? Wow. God.
Are you there? Pick up the phone, Mom. Hello?
Daphne and Joe are locked in an embrace, leaning on the phone.
Daphne Wilder, please. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, dear God.
Millie arrives at her mother's house and enters the front garden through a wrought iron gate. She walks past a fountain to locked French windows and peers through the net curtains.
Yeah?
Millie walks over to steps leading up to the bedroom.
Yeah?
She hurries up the steps and opens the bedroom door.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, yes! Oh, my God!
Millie is at work. Daphne arrives with a cake.
And the ones with the nuts are in here, too?
They're in there, too.
I had a little trouble with the frosting, but I know how much you love buttercream.
Mother, I told you on the phone I need distance.
Okay. But it's a new recipe. Tangerine instead of orange. For a clean slate?
Why don't you get it? I don't want to see you.
Millie, if I'm guilty of any crime, it's just that I've just loved you too much. Here.
Daphne gives her the cake.
Millie, it was just so you.
Millie stares at her mother with a wounded expression, then looks at the cake.
Millie.
Daphne turns on her heels and leaves. Millie stares down at the huge orange cake. Millie arrives home, taking off her chef's jacket. Millie feeds her fish, then sprinkles salt on her food and reaches for a bottle of wine, pulling out the cork. She pours a glass of red wine. Daphne and Joe are eating together.
This isn't the way it was supposed to be.
Welcome to life.
Yeah, but I mean, how can I be happy if she's not happy?
Frowning, Millie reads a cookery book.
Hey, it's Millie's easy message.
Millie, it's your mother, Duffy Wilder. Please pick up. It's been 4 days. Okay.
Daphne folds her arms, exasperated.
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
What are you? Nothing.
Millie sits on her bed holding a guitar, looking forlorn. In their own homes, Millie and Daphne are moving their furniture around.
Hey, it's Millie's easy message.
Hi, Millie. This is your mother.
Hopefully you still have a mental picture of me. We have the same hands and earlobes and love of Bauer pottery.
I know that you asked me not to call you,
and I respect that. I just
thought that, you might like to know that I
found Grandma's recipe for your favorite Lady Baltimore cake.
The one from my third birthday.
The one from your third birthday?
You know what, Millie? Okay, you were right about Johnny.
Obviously, he has more character. I mean, he's really a good guy.
And you should know that he never saw that ad, and in fact, we met by chance.
He was just an innocent bystander.
Millie looks thoughtful.
I know that I'm saying too much. I've learned my lesson.
Good.
Because, Millie, it's your life.
Yep, that's right. That's absolutely right.
Millie switches on the TV.
Hey, it's Millie. Leave me a message.
I know you're in there, and it's fine with me that you've chosen not to pick up, but...
Millie, if you're in any way still pulled to Johnny, then... Please don't let your pride or our differences come between you getting what you want otherwise.
Honey, you're going to end up like some pathetic character in a Tennessee Williams play.
Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Daphne hangs up, looking desolate. Millie stares at her answer phone. Daphne sits looking at a black and white photo of herself holding a baby. She makes a call.
Millie, I'm...
Millie?
Millie listens to the answer phone.
I've never meant to hurt you, sweetie. And I promise I will never, ever interfere ever again.
Millie looks unhappy.
I was only...
Daphne bites her lip.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that...
Daphne fights back the tears.
I was just trying to protect you from becoming me. It's...
Millie grabs the phone.
Mom?
Daphne smiles tearfully. Daphne's dog raises its head.
I miss you.
Johnny is giving a group guitar lesson in the music shop.
Solo on the four chord.
Molly arrives with her guitar, looking nervous.
Alternate the bass line, will you?
She joins the group apprehensively.
Too late for spring sign-up.
I've actually been here before. I came once on a Tuesday when it was closed, and I just wanted to try and...
You know, I can't hear you. Sorry.
Please.
Johnny puts down his guitar. They walk downstairs together.
I miss you. I miss us, and... not seeing anybody.
That doesn't change anything for us,
Molly. Yeah, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so deeply sorry, and I wish I could find a less cliche word for sorry, but...
She shuts her eyes in frustration.
It was an aberration. It's not who I am, and I know we can't start over, but maybe we could... Maybe we could try this again.
Johnny fidgets uncomfortably.
I need to get back up there.
He leaves. She walks out of the shop disconsolately. Ducks swim on the canal.
Okay, you're driving a bus. 750 people get on. 2 get off. 30,071 get on. 405 get off. 1,000 get on. 999 get off. What color are bus driver's eyes?
I don't know.
I said you're driving a bus. Get it, dummy?
Oh!
You dummy?
Dummy? You did say that, Lionel. That's right. That's so good. That is so great. That is so great.
What are you again?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I thought you really nailed it that last time, so.
Didn't I? Just one more time, please.
Okay.
Okay, you're driving a bus. 5 people get off, 6 people get on.
Really?
735,000 get on. 735 million and one.
Hey, guys.
Johnny spots Daphne.
You know, I forgot a few things at the market. I'll be right back.
Dad, go hear this punchline.
Yeah, yeah, you really, you have to stick around for this.
Think you got to, Johnny.
Okay, now.
What is it?
You're driving a bus.
Yeah.
A billion, million, quadrillion, get on.
I cannot believe you are here. You are truly insane.
200 billion,
well,
million,
this is a surprise to you.
Daphne, I'm not listening.
Honey, oh, no, holding. I swear, of course, I'm listening.
Okay, Dad and Daphne, you're driving a bus. 500 quadrillion, gazillion, get on, but 0.
Lionel, look. A blimp.
Where?
Right there.
I can't see
here,
it.
Right there.
Where?
Well, look harder.
Joe ushers Lionel away. Daphne and Johnny look awkward.
I've wanted to talk to you for the past few days, and I haven't had enough.
That I find hard to believe.
Johnny, you have too much pride.
I prefer to call it common sense.
It's pride, and it's a quality you and I share. It's an admirable one, until it becomes a wall. Well, yes, I am alone, but at least I have my righteous anger to keep me company at night. Come on, that's not a life, and you know it. And let's face it, I mean, if it wasn't for me, obviously Millie never would have betrayed you in the first place. So what are you doing, Johnny? What are you doing? Why waste one more minute of your life? And I'm right. I'm so... right. Damn it.
For once, she is.
Daphne shrugs.
Jeez, you guys, no one's listening. If Millie was here, she'll get my joke. You're driving a bus. 10 people get on, 10 people get off. 30,000 get on. 30.
Millie is giving a cookery lesson.
See, that's the fun of the tuna pasta toss, because it's delicious and it's easy. Because when you're cooking for one, it's really important to look forward to the end result, you know?
What if you want to make it for two?
Johnny arrives. Millie sighs.
It's a little bit more complicated, but I think it can be done.
Johnny stares at her intensely.
I see some of you have gone ahead and already added your carrots and your pickled relish. And remember that some people like dill.
Even before I met you, I had an instinct about you. Once I saw you're a woman with profound static cling, I wanted to be that force around.
Personally, I love dill. I think it's not used enough and very underrated, sort of like mayonnaise. And I also really love olive oil for tuna.
I love that when I breathe you in, you smell of cake batter.
The elderly cookery pupils watch.
And I love that you have this insane way of talking in circles that makes perfect sense.
I do. Because sometimes I feel like nobody understands me, but...
Me. I get you.
She tilts her head.
That's wonderful. But you know, my bladder is about to pop.
Can you hold it for a minute?
I'm sorry, guys. Where were we? with the tuna pasta and the tuna noodle doodles, tuna sandwiches, tuna...
I love your eyes. I even love...
She looks up at him.
Your mother.
She grins. They kiss, watched by the old people, who turn to each other, beaming happily. An elderly couple start kissing. Another couple kiss.
I can feel it in your kiss.
two old women kiss passionately. A black and white polka dot wedding cake. The three sisters stand nearby.
Where is she?
It should have started 20 minutes ago.
I mean, like
the ceremony has to start soon.
I don't know where she is, though.
Joe and Daphne are in a clinch in the bedroom.
I'm worried. I hope she's okay.
Just call her.
All right, I'm calling.
It's her own wedding.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, good.
Where are you?
Honey, I'm just gonna have to talk to you a little bit later, okay?
God, I kind of think she's having sex with Joe right now.
Great. Would she like us to explain that to all the guests or just the preacher?
She is a woman after my own heart.
All right, Mom, we are gonna give you 5 more minutes. Mom, come on.
Open up the champagne, sweetie. What's the first?
Because I said so.
Mom, don't hang up the phone on me.
Daphne and the girls sing at the wedding. Daphne grabs Joe, who's playing the guitar, and they kiss. Daphne stumbles back into the wedding cake. It slides off the terrace and over a cliff, landing on Stuart, who's walking on the beach below. He looks up, shocked. The end.